Tight aesthetic Quaker minister confirmed. Ministry of Information and Media, Permanent Secretary Tawoka Wana, has reaffirmed the critical role radio plays in influencing public dialogue and promoting developmental programs across the country. Mr. Kawana noted that radio continues to be a dependable and accessible platform for amplifying community voices and matters affecting citizens. This is through the Ministry's Director of Planning and Information, Louis Mwansa, during the launch of the Radio Excellence Awards in Lusaka. Mr. Kawana stated that the initiative is expected to enhance quality journalism among radio stations nationwide. He added that the ministry is committed to supporting radio stations that provide credible content, which fosters national unity rather than division. Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Mulambo Haimbi and Special Envoy of the German Federal Foreign Minister Salim Spawasser have held a bilateral meeting on the margins of the Executive Council meeting at the African Union headquarters in Addis Ababa today. The two officials discussed the bilateral issues between Germany and Zambia and how to continue strengthening their relations going forward. Mr. Haimbi told Zambian journalists after the meeting that the two also talked about the need to support each other's candidatures when they or their individual nationals rival various positions in multilateral institutions. He said Zambia is very pleased with the strengthening of relations with Germany. For international news, we monitor the BBC.
Polls are closed in Bangladesh in the first election since the uprising that ousted the authoritarian Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina 18 months ago. The election pitted a coalition headed by the Islamist party, Jamaat-e-Islami, against the centre-right Bangladesh Nationalist Party. Sheikh Hasina's Awami League party was banned from fielding candidates. The US Undersecretary of Defence has told a meeting of NATO defence ministers that increased military spending by European countries and Canada will make the alliance more equal. Elbridge Colby said last year for a genuine commitment to have Europe take the lead on conventional defence.
The US dollar is trading at 19.5 in Gwei. The Great British pound is trading at 26.7 in Gwei. The euro is trading at 22.67 in Gwei. And the South African rand, 1.20 in Gwei. Those rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Guardiola vowed his Manchester City side would breathe down the neck of Arsenal as they aim to hunt down the Premier League leaders in this fascinating title race. City are doing just that. They backed up Sunday's astonishing comeback victory at champions Liverpool by taking apart Fulham in the first half on Wednesday night. Guardiola's men have started to gain momentum and now trail the Gunners by just 3 points, with an intriguing battle developing between the top two. The Joe Arteta side travels to Turkey, Brentford on Thursday, hoping to regain their 6-point advantage and go into the game under pressure, knowing City did their job in style. Osaka has some sun, then turning cloudy with a thunderstorm, with the highs at 25 degrees Celsius. Tonight we'll see a couple of evening showers and a thunderstorm, otherwise cloudy, with the temperature dropping to as low as 16 degrees Celsius. The headlines: Radio Excellence Media Awards launched, and Zambia and Germany strengthen ties as Sabbath Troika ministers confer. My name is Terence Makwendo.
Fruity, 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 f
fruity pineapple, fruity apple, and fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ Old and Well. Fruity. Quality product from Californian Beverages.
Spotlight, Rocket Fan, Blue Soccer. The real home of the kids.
You play the cool and I play the drums. Don't you think I'm a little too young to even mess with a lifetime? So convincing you made a